Grace, mercy, and peace be unto each one of you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Our text is the gospel reading for this day from Matthew chapter 21. I read for you again these words. When the chief priests and the Pharisees heard his parables, they perceived that he was speaking about them. And although they were seeking to arrest him, they feared the crowds because they held him to be a prophet. So far, the reading of the text. Dearly beloved in Christ, it's all too easy to half-heartedly listen to a sermon, or just as bad, to think that it applies to someone else and not to you. Too often, we think that someone else needed to hear a particular sermon, especially when it deals with a particular sin, as though it didn't have anything to say for us. Well, today's gospel tells us that the chief priests and Pharisees heard Jesus' parables and perceived that he was talking or speaking of them. Well, of course he had been speaking of them on other occasions too, but they didn't realize it. Today they do, and they don't like it one bit. For Jesus' words accuse them, indeed condemn them, and they still refuse to repent and believe in Jesus. And so today's sermon, as with each sermon, is for you. It's about your sinful condition. It's about your sinful thoughts, words, and deeds. And more importantly, it's about your repentance and your faith in Jesus. It's about the life you have in and through Him. So listen, this is for you, each of you. In the beginning, the Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there he put the man whom he had formed. Thus man was created to live with God in paradise. He was placed in that garden by God's grace to tend it and care for it, even as he was to live in the presence of God and commune with him forever. But man was not content with what God entrusted to him. He refused to live by God's word and promise. As a result, he was cast out of the garden, but not from God's love. For God's love is a never-ending love for his people, for all people. Later, from the same love, the Lord planted another garden, a vineyard. He did absolutely everything necessary to prepare and establish it. He dug it up, cleared out its stones, and planted it with the choicest vine. He built a tower in its midst, and also made a wine press in it. He enclosed it with a hedge to set it apart from all others. The Lord God had left no stone unturned in preparing his vineyard. And then, in his grace and his mercy, he placed people into that vineyard to take care of it and to enjoy its bounty. Those people were Israel. those chosen by God to receive His blessings and gifts beyond measure, as well as to be a blessing to other peoples as well. But when the Lord God, the owner of the vineyard, sent His servants to collect the fruit, Israel spurned them. When God sent His prophets again and again to call His people to repentance and faith, the tenants treated them shamefully and even killed some of them. They refused to hear God's word and bear fruit worthy of repentance. So, our Lord declares, "Woe to you, teachers of the law and Pharisees! You testify against yourselves that you are the descendants of those who murdered the prophets. And, O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, you who kill the prophets and stone those who are sent to you. Indeed, the prophets were rejected and mistreated by those to whom they were sent. For Israel had in reality rejected God Himself. But the Lord God is patient and merciful. So instead of treating those servants as they deserved, contrary to human wisdom, He sent even more servants. And they were treated as badly as the others. And still, the owner of all wants the fruit which rightfully belongs to him. He wants all people to repent and believe in his Son and bear fruit accordingly. And so, he did the unthinkable. He sent his own Son saying, "They will respect my Son. Surely they will listen to him." But as we know, the tenants didn't listen to the Son either. Israel, and especially her leaders, had become so hard-hearted and turned in on themselves that they plotted to kill the Son too. In their twisted thinking, they thought that if they could get rid of the heir, then they could somehow seize the vineyard for themselves. And even when Jesus let them pronounce judgment on themselves, even when Jesus told them point blank that the kingdom would be taken away from them, they refused to heed the warning. They had hardened their hearts. And in their obduracy, they refused to repent of their sins and to believe that Jesus is the Messiah. They utterly reject the rock of their salvation. In just a few days, they would cast Jesus out of the vineyard, out of Israel, out of Jerusalem, and kill him. According to their own words, they would be destroyed and the vineyard would be given to other tenants, other vine dressers, who would render the required and expected fruits. These leaders would indeed be ground to powder as Jerusalem was destroyed about 40 years later. May such a thing never happen to you. So listen to the word of the Lord. Listen to the Son of God who comes to you, calling you to repentance and faith. Do not reject his word and treat his servants with disdain. For the Lord has raised up his church and hedged it about carefully. He has made for himself a mighty fortress against which not even the gates of hell might prevail. Indeed, he has built his church on the stone the builders rejected. He has become the chief cornerstone. And that, of course, is Jesus. And through baptism, he has placed you within that church to bear fruit. You are a people of the Lord's vineyard. By God's grace, you are the people of God through Jesus Christ. He suffered all so that you would be raised up to be a most blessed, forgiven, and holy people and church. And yes, I am talking about you. So may it never be that you would harden your heart and turn from the good and gracious Lord God. For he wills your salvation from sin and death so fiercely that he himself took on your flesh and suffered the full penalty and horror of your sin and death. He suffered, he fulfilled all the law in your place, suffered and died, that you might escape the dread jaws of eternal death and the gaping mouth of hell. May it never be that you should remain unmoved and unconcerned by the incredible death of God's only begotten Son upon the cruel tree for your sake. Rather, amend your sinful life. Listen fervently to the word of the Lord your God and receive what he freely gives you. Forgiveness for all your sins, life, and salvation. For indeed, you are a holy people for Christ's sake. And now, you produce good fruit, sweet and full of the love, grace, and blessing with which you have been filled chock full and overflowing. You produce good fruit, not by your own design, nor even by your wits and planning, but by the will of God. Still, you look and see much that is not right. You are a holy, beloved one of God for Jesus' sake, and yet you see so much withered and spoiled fruit, all that which is within you, that which is sinful in you. Beloved, do not despair, but cast off that which only burdens you. Christ bears it all. And learn ever more every day to lean ever more upon the grace of Jesus. Cling to his words and his means of grace, for these are for you. And begin to learn what St. Paul has written about this. Not that I have already obtained this or am already perfect, but I press on to make it my own because Christ Jesus has made me his own. Brothers, I do not consider that I have made it my own, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead, I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. But our citizenship is in heaven, and from it we await a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will transform our lowly body to be like his glorious body by the power that enables him even to subject all things to himself. The vineyard of the Lord is a glorious place indeed. for it has been planted by Him. It is hedged around by Him, and it grows from Him. For He is the vine, and you are His branches, bearing Him good fruit, as you are watered by His precious blood. Now remain in Him, and He shall surely remain in you, as He has promised. And glorious will be the harvest. And you, who are in Christ Jesus our Lord, shall be blessed now and forevermore. Amen.